This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Coming up, we'll look at the Boakley Gallery, now hosting the artwork of Julie Buffalohead, three Native women being honored for their work in the community, and how newly proposed Wild West water rule amendments fall short. Reporter Leah Lem has these stories and more.
The Boakley Gallery is an intimate art gallery in the Minneapolis-Kenwood neighborhood. It's now hosting the Julie Buffalohead exhibit, which consists of new mixed-media drawings.
What I draw from inspiration is my Native American heritage and these narratives and stories that I grew up with. So a lot of times I take characters out of those stories, like animal characters, and then weave in my own stories into it.
The exhibit explores the relationship and intersection of Native American and mainstream culture.
This year, I have included some things that are more like political, things that are kind of current going-ons in the state and in Indian communities. It still includes these animals, but it's more of a commentary on those kinds of issues.
The exhibit runs through December 23rd. More information about the Boakley Gallery and Julie Buffalohead can be found on Facebook or at bockleygallery.com. In other news, the American Indian Student Cultural Center at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities hosts the annual Honoring American Indian Women reception on December 7th. Each year, community members nominate women for the honor. This year's honorees are Linda Eagle Speaker, Kelly Drummer, and Tammy Walker. Here's Janelle Walker, the media director for the American Indian Student Cultural Center.
The event is all about honoring American Indian women who are really great resources for the community.
Walker explains the importance of recognizing women in the Native community.
Traditionally, especially with Dakota, Ojibwe, Lakota women, women had really important roles in the community. And so part of it is honoring that and honoring the traditional importance of women. And then another thing is just honoring how much they have done despite colonization, despite sexism.
There are no specific requirements necessary to gain a nomination or to be chosen for the honor, but Walker notes that it's about the transformative nature of the nominees' work with themselves and their surroundings that sets them apart. The Honoring American Indian Women reception takes place on December 7th at 5 p.m. at the Kauffman Memorial Union on the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus. The event is open to the public. More information about the event and the American Indian Student Cultural Center can be found on Facebook. And a story about wild rice water quality standards. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, or MPCA, has proposed new rule amendments. Research shows that high levels of sulfides in wild rice water sediment reduces wild rice growth. Sulfates are found in discharges from facilities such as mining operations. They convert to sulfides when they come into contact with bacteria in sediment. The MPCA claims these changes will improve wild rice protection. But environmental experts within the tribes disagree. They say their input has largely been disregarded. Tribal experts note that the significance of wild rice to Native people in Minnesota goes far beyond subsistence, as it is also a sacred gift. One of the tribal recommendations was to reclassify wild rice waters to Minnesota's Class 2, or aquatic life use. Instead, the MPCA kept wild rice in the Class 4 waters category, which are those used for agriculture and wildlife. Nancy Schult is the Water Project Coordinator at the Fond du Lac Environmental Program.
Keeping it in Class 4 signals is that its only value is that as a food source for humans and waterfowl or wildlife, instead of just kind of its own inherent values and ecological significance that moving it into Class 2 would have conveyed, and they just decided they weren't going to do that, and maybe even more disturbing is they never really said why.
Although the MPCA has ignored tribes on this and several other issues pertaining to wild rice water quality standards, ultimately the new rules need to be reviewed and accepted by the Environmental Protection Agency. Schult reports the EPA has committed to consultation from tribes for any new rules. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.